Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have, how may I help you today, please? I'm a floor supervisor.
Yeah, my bank called me, and I believe you have some fraudulent charges on one of your businesses. And I'm trying to locate these two amounts,
okay.
Money amounts, and where exactly did they originate from?
Okay. Your first and last name, please, sir?
Robert Montoya, M-O-N-T-O-Y-A.
Thank you, sir. And your zip code, please?
98258.
Thank you. Okay, yes, sir. It looks like whoever did this to you, I'm not able to find account for you whatsoever. It looks like whoever possibly did this put this in their name. Do you have the last four digits of the card number? Would you like to do that, or would you like to call back with the bank and give that and have us research it further while they're on the phone? How would you like to handle
I could give you the last four digits.
Yes, sir.
But you should have it because it took it out of my account, but I'll give you it anyway. Ready?
Yes, sir.
1131.
Yes, sir. The thing is, if... Yes, sir. 1131. The thing is, if it was put in another person's name, I wouldn't be able to find it with your information. For 1131, I had 30 different accounts coming up. And for your zip code, I had about 20. But for your last name, I had zero. So it looks like whoever did this to you must have put it in their first and last name for the fraud charges. I would give the bank or the credit card a call and let them know we could not find an account for you whatsoever. And whoever did this had to put it in their last name. But I have no way of seeing who did it and why.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, those two charges that are on there, they're not going to be paid. Because
yes, sir. I've got to find the account, but without the correct first and last name, I can't do anything about the charges. But the bank will definitely be able to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.